it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, May 21st, 2025 edition. I've been talking about this open seat in the 35th State Senate District. Well, a Democrat from Saginaw, State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh, has formed a candidate committee to run in the district due to the seat being vacant because of the election of U.S. Congresswoman Christine McDonald Rivett, Democrat of Bay City, back when she was elected to Congress last November. The 35th Senate District covers mid-Michigan communities of Bay County, Saginaw, and Midland, and has made multiple headlines this year. Why? Because it's been 137 days since the Senate seat became vacant for this and next year's 2025-2026 term. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer has yet to call a special election in this district. This exceeds her previous record back in 2021, when Whitmer waited to call for a special election, waiting 74 days, announcing a new election due to the death of State Representative Andrea Schroeder, an Independence Township Republican. Well, is this the longest? Actually, no. In the last 35 years, the longest period between a legislative seat becoming vacant and a special election being called by a governor was, in fact, during Jennifer Granholm's administration. Period ran from 2005 to 2006, following the death of State Representative Herb Curl, a Monroe Democrat who represented a very competitive seat. The record was 343 days. Just 22 days short of a full year. So with Whitmer so far at 137 days and counting, hasn't even come close to what Jennifer Granholm did back in 2005-2006. Well, Pugh, the State Board of Education president, ran for the U.S. Senate just last year until moving over to the 8th congressional race that was due to the retirement of U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee, the Flint Democrat. In that Democratic primary for Congress, which was won by McDonald Rivett, Pugh came in third place with 20.3% of the vote. So she does have name recognition in the area. Well, if and when the governor does call for a special election, the winner of the 35th Senate seat will go into the 2026 election cycle as being a very competitive incumbent. However, it is a toss-up district. Now, so far, the only other person talking about it on the Democrat side is Chedrick Green, a U.S. Marine Corps retiree and president of the Saginaw County Veterans Memorial Plaza Board. He's prepared to file and run if and when the special election is called. On the Republican side, State Representative Bill G. Schuette of Midland, as well as Timothy Besson of Bay City, are interested in running for the state Senate seat. So, pretty interesting developments with her announcing her candidacy. Does she know something we don't? Is Governor Gretchen Whitmer preparing to call for the special election? Well, time is running out to get it on the ballot here for the August primary, if not already expired. I believe the deadline was last week. The next deadline would be August 12th for it to appear on a special election for November. So we'll be monitoring this to see what she decides to do. The question is, could these Democrats beat these Republicans? And I got to believe, with the Schuette name coming from Midland, I believe he'd have the money to run and possibly not only win the primary, but also win the general election, flipping that seat from Democrat control to Republican control. What would that end up causing to happen? Gridlock in the Michigan State Senate. Right now, the Democrats have 19 seats. The Republicans have 18. The vacancy of this Democratic seat caused by Rivett's election to Congress puts it up as an open seat. And I believe Schuette could probably win that race. The Republican from Midland? Well, guess what? The numbers then would be 19-19. Gridlock in the state Senate. So going into the last year and a half or so of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, how would that work in the Senate? Well, if any bill was brought up and it was partisan, 19 Republicans yes, 19 Democrats no, it would then go to a tie vote, which would be decided by her Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. Why does Whitmer not want that to happen? Because she's come out publicly and said she does not want to endorse anybody for governor to replace her. Well, from a political tactic, if Garland Gilchrist, her Lieutenant Governor, is holding the gavel and can break the tie, Governor, I'm running to replace you. I'm running to be the next governor. If you want me to work with you, you're going to have to publicly come out and endorse me, which would help him win the Democratic nomination. Maybe Whitmer thinks he's not electable statewide. Don't know. But she's been avoiding this special election 137 days and counting as of yesterday. Nowhere near the record, but starting to add up. And again, why did this State Board of Education President Pugh file her candidate committee? Why did she do it? Maybe she knows something we don't. We'll have to wait and see. But I thought that was a very interesting story and to see, because this is definitely going to have something to do with control of the state Senate. And if they have gridlock, what happens to all the committees? Who gets to hold the gavel? The Senate caucus majority Republican or the Democrat? Or do they share it? How do they share it? I know it's happened before years ago, but I'm not sure because was not interested in politics way back then, didn't follow it, didn't see the history of it, don't know. You know what? That might be something good for Bill Ballinger. I'm going to reach out to Bill and see if I can get him on the show to talk about it. Definitely, definitely want to talk to him about that one. What did they do back in the day? Put it on my things to do list. Another short little story. Let's see, do I have enough time? Yeah, I got enough time for this one. Senate gives sexual violence survivors more time for legal action. Kind of an interesting story as it unfolded. Statute of limitations. Senate Bill 257, sponsored by Senator Kevin Hertel of St. Clair Shores, extends the deadline for filing sexual assault-related lawsuits to recover damages by extending the statute of limitations. Currently, victims have until their 28th birthday or up to 3 years upon discovering that they were injured in connection to criminal sexual conduct. Sexual violence survivors will have now more time to file legal action and seek settlements under the Senate's Justice for Survivors legislation. It passed the Senate chamber 25-9. Under Hertel's bill, the new time frame will be extended up to 10 years from the date of the crime, the person's 42nd birthday, or 7 years after discovery, whichever occurs later. So we'll see where this bill goes. Sponsored by the Democrat Kevin Hertel. Well, six Republicans, state senators, voted for it, joining the 19 Democrats. So we'll see where this ends up going. We'll follow this, see if it has any movement in the House. With that many Republican senators voting for it, I'm sure it'll probably pass the House, and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, probably will sign it. That's my thoughts. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Officer Rick texted me during the break asking if we were still seeking donations to the Legal Defense Fund. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, some folks had texted me that they were mailing checks in. We went to the post office box and we haven't received them yet. So if you sent those, and they were sent to our P.O. box, we didn't receive them. So check with your bank to make sure that they haven't cleared yet. And maybe perhaps stop payment on them, resend them to us, or donate online. If you want to help us out, we greatly appreciate it. The givesendgo.com/defendwchy radio station is online. And the goal is $25,000 is what our attorneys told us it's going to take to defend ourselves in this case. And so far, we've raised $2,975. We're just $25 short of $3,000, but we got a lot more to go. So greatly appreciate if you would text me legal, and I'll send you the link to the website, as well as give you the address to our P.O. box. You make your checks out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC and mail it to P.O. box 650 Elk Rapids, Michigan 49615. Again, just text me legal and I'll text you the link to the website. You can read the story there all about it, and you can donate online or mail us a check. We greatly appreciate it. And again, for those who texted me, said you were sending checks, we had not received them. We thought we had a few checks there. We went to the P.O. box, and we didn't have anything in the box. So if you haven't sent your check yet, please do so. Again, text me legal, and we'll send you the information. Now, one of the things that is coming online here soon is going to be some announcements of candidates running for next year's congressional seats, as well as state Senate seats, as well as a House seat here in our listening area. First congressional district, state Senate seats, as well as House seats. I've been talking with some people. They've reached out to me. Said, Randy, I'd love to have your support, to have your endorsement. Would you please consider endorsing me? And I said, well, we've got some questions to ask. We got to get through a vetting process, but we definitely want to talk with you, have you on the show, and see what my radio family thinks about you. get some response from them, and then we'll talk about it. That's going to be the process we go through here over the next few months. But there are some announcements coming. So you want to make sure you check in with us on a regular basis. Again, if you can't listen live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, go to this show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcasts. Listen on demand anytime. But we appreciate the support. We appreciate the help. And again, text me legal and I'll send it to you. As we get closer to these races, these announcements of these candidates, we will be discussing it with you, and then you will help us decide who we are going to support. So greatly appreciate you guys being part of that process and keeping us on the air. It's all linked together. So we appreciate it very much. Again, text me legal. I'll send you the information. Now, one of the other things that is very dear to my heart is helping Carla Wagner, axmitax.org, axmitax.org. Go to that website, click on volunteer. Volunteer to be a captain of your county, which means you're just willing to take petition sheets at your address for distribution to others that have signed up on the volunteer button to be circulators. And Dawn from Carp Lake texted me and she said, Randy, people can be at all these upcoming events that we have going on around the state of Michigan. Absolutely. Absolutely can be at parades, gun shows, craft shows, any public events, carnivals, anything going on in your communities, absolutely. Absolutely. You can talk to the organizers, your county fairs. You can be all over the place. Wherever there's large groups of people, we need to collect these signatures and put this on the ballot for next year, 2026. So definitely, 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 Dawn, great ideas. Absolutely can do it 100%. But again, you need to volunteer on the website, axmitax.org. Sign up to be a circulator. Your county captain will get a hold of you, get you some sheets. If you want to see the sample sheet and the link to the website, just text me AX, A-X, and my phone will send it right back to you. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetus.